listener production. Bring in the drip, the pee, and the love. It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
You've got to be the first one to speak in the intro, though, Bron, if you're bringing this. You've got to say, hello, welcome to All Day Breakfast. I'm producer Bron.
No, you have to talk, Alex.
No, Bron, it's a Monday morning. You say, the first thing we're recording is the intro, and I want you to hear some audio first. Hello to you. Thank you for downloading this podcast. But just a bit of behind-the-scenes stuff. Producer Bron, you've got... You couldn't wait till Clickfish later on to play us some hot, hot audio.
No, I just, there's a kind of a PSA from a listener that I wanted you to hear.
Okay, come on, hit it, Bron. What is it?
This is a PSA from Emmett.
Oh, that segment reminds me of something so incredibly relatable, but kind of serious, but also really amusing. And it all started when, actually, I don't have time for this story. Maybe I'll tell it to you next week. Does that feel good, boys? Doing that to us? We don't pay you to not tell stories. We don't pay you to do tell stories.
Wow, okay, the people fighting back after Alex Dyson did what is a classic radio trick, I'd say. What is it called? A point forward, a bit of a tease?
Radio hook. Well, we run out of time. It was the end of the week. You don't pay us at all.
Yep. You get no stories.
No.
All right. The least you can do is wait a weekend.
No, no. Apologies for that. It is a little bit tantalizing when you leave your tender hooks, but it's all right. Monday has come around and I will be regaling you with the quite adult story. So warning, squirmy warning, a little bit later on when I finish the story of a... Mr. Snippy, the original Mr. Snippy.
Also, Bron is with us for a bit of Click a Fish, and guess what? Guess what, Daiso? Guess what?
What's happened?
I reckon Australia's sixth favourite game show could be coming back, mate. It's Monday. You know what time it is.
All right, let's do it. It's All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Name that.
Yes, that's right. It is Australia's sixth favourite game show in which I ask you to name dat thang based off three news headlines that I have seen across the week. Now, the thang, dat thang, could be a movie, a person, a song, a book, a character from an anime TV show in which little cats serve up pizzas. You never know what it could be, Daiso. And how are you feeling this week?
Well, we usually like you to somewhat specify the thang that we are looking for.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Are we going this person one? This week? Are we doing anime cat pizza devourers this week? What are we doing?
Okay, look, it's a song. It's a song.
Okay. So we're searching now, amongst these news stories, all of them culminating to tell us a song title.
Yes, that is right. Now, I was very excited to see recently an incredibly rare head of a deity. Or is it deity? I can never remember. Deity,
like
Mercury.
A god sort of thing.
Previously found in a previously unknown Roman settlement in the UK. So it's a 2,000-year-old little clay head found.
Hang on, because the Roman Empire at its peak was pretty big.
Yeah.
It's like, I would go as far to say, like, thinking about this, the Roman Empire is my Roman Empire. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
But they got as far as the UK. That's pretty crazy.
Well, they archaeologists found the head at a place called Smallhithe Place in Kent, which was where shipbuilding was happening in medieval times.
So they started around Rome.
And they expanded.
And they expanded to the UK. Why didn't they take the Roman food with them over to the UK?
Oh, you know, I saw a clip about Elon Musk talking about the aqueducts. Mate, the technology, the food, everything, you can be forgotten if you're not careful.
Yeah.
You know, you got to remember it.
As it stands, the head was forgotten.
Apparently, there's only about 10 of these in the whole world ever, so they're pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that was one news story that I found. The second head, the second headline is from the Daily Beast. It said, this Riz bot, Okay, this Riz bot may help you find love or creep everyone out. Now, have you heard of Riz.app, the Riz app, Daiso?
No, I haven't needed to resort to the Riz app. When you've got this much Riz, you don't need to be adding. It's getting into a dangerous amount of Riz, should you give Daiso more Riz.
Now, in case you don't know, Riz, short for charisma. Thank you to Sarah, who we have on our segment, What's Hitting, who tells us what's cool and not, and explained to us that Riz is kind of what, you know, if you got a bit of Riz, you got a bit of the charisma when you're chatting up people.
You got a pretty good flirt game.
Yeah. Now this particular app, the Riz app, is an AI powered app, which is supposed to be your dating assistant. Okay. So this is what the app is. You put in a little bit of your conversation and the Riz app comes up with some sweet, sweet Riz for you to reply with.
Okay. So hang on. Is this a modern version of the old fashioned thing where you're all sitting around a phone trying to help your mate who doesn't know what to say to someone on the text? Just go, you should say that. No, don't say that. It sounds too keen. What you want to do is to say, what about this?
Yeah. So when they say AI is coming for our jobs, they mean it. You know, like, what are we going to talk about now at the sleepovers? There's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you could just, don't worry, mate. I'm just going to use the Riz.
The
app.
Bots got it. Well, okay. So one user on cosmopolitan.com used this. Okay. So this is how Riz went. You tell me whether it works.
Okay.
So the Hinge guy that she was talking to put in, finally got my wife, right? As his message.
As his first message to her. They match and he's like, phew.
He's like,
finally got my wife.
Right. Okay.
Okay. It's coming in pretty strong there.
What do we reckon about that? That first line.
Was there any emojis used?
I don't know. She didn't say in this article.
Interesting.
Bron, how do we feel about finally got my wife as a first hit?
It's a bit much. For you reckon? First message.
I remember back in the day, someone's first message, like we matched on Tinder, and it was like, oh, what does this mean? Like, are we married now or something like that?
It's cringe.
No. And you didn't.
Then we replied as like we started doing like creative writing exercises as to like how our wedding would be like, and then it ended with like, you know, one of us passing away in the future at an old age of 90 or something.
Whoa. I mean, that seems like it's...
Mate, my Riz was off the scale at that point. Oh, bro, that was my peak Riz days.
The Rizzler.
You were the Rizzler.
They called me the Rizzler back then.
you didn't mind a lick at all. Well, look... some people know, some won't. Anyways.
I don't.
I do not. Tell us more, oh, King of Riz.
it's a 420 joke. Anyway, look, this lady put in, this guy messaged this lady, said, finally got my wife. Okay. So she put into the app, you know, what should I reply? And as she says in the article, see for yourself whether you reckon this is right or not. So the Riz app replies with a wife already in the picture, are you looking for a side dish or just window shopping? Wink. I don't know whether...
That is atrocious.
Yuck.
That is...
I don't think we need friends like this.
Deplorable.
I think the Riz missed so much of what was going on in this message, hey?
I pity the fool who doesn't have the crew there and gets hit with the looking for a side dish. No, no, no. All right. Cancel everything. Bron, hold my calls. If you're currently trying to come up with a message, Matt and I will be your Riz app.
We will be your bot, your Riz bot.
Because we cannot in any way allow that AI going out there and killing our boys and girls with his terrible advice.
There's no way the population's going to go up with that sort of advice happening. Oh, we're on a sharp decline. I'll be surprised if there's any babies made in 2024.
Side dishes, no, with a wife already in the picture. Please tell me they didn't send that afterwards.
No, she did. And then the guy said, always room for a side dish, especially when it's dessert. All right, anyway, look, this is not the point Okay.
Oh, that's right. So we're doing a game here.
The final headline.
I can't remember what the first one was.
The clay heads.
Roman head in the UK.
The final thing is Beyonce's fans' radio request reignites country music debate. Now, you may have heard that Beyonce has dropped a song called Texas Hold'em.
Mm.
Okay. She became the first black woman to top the country hot Billboard charts, I believe it was. And the big question was, will country radio play Beyonce's new song?
Well, I got to tell you, as someone who went to Texas not all that long ago, listening to country radio, they'll play bloody anything over there. As long as it mentions, you know, my truck and my
wife and drinking, missing my girl.
Missing my girl, my dog, my truck, my chicken, my boots.
Anyways, look, Beyonce's Texas Hold'em actually becomes this week the most added song on country radio for the week.
Damn.
And one of the top most added songs in the year as far as adding new songs to the big nationwide country radio networks goes. So she has done it. Here we go. We have The Riz Bot May Help You Find Love or Creep Everyone Out. We have Beyonce's Texas Hold'em is the most added song on country radio. And we have incredibly rare head of deity Mercury reveals previously unknown Roman settlement in UK. You've got 10 seconds.
Oh, hit the clock.
I've got it, I think.
You've got it because it's a song.
Yeah. Is it?
Oh. Rizap. Zap. Texas.
Yeah.
Yellow Rose of Texas. Texas
can
Hold'em.
Can I say what I think it is?
Bron can absolutely dive in with this. What is it, Bron?
Is it Creep by Radiohead?
It is Creep by Radiohead. Well done, Bron. You've done it, mate. Yes.
Riz is creeping someone out. Added Beyonce song added to radio. And in Rome, in the UK, they found a Roman head.
A little head is found. Well done, Bron. You know, Bron, you've gotten this more times, I think, Alex. I think this is close. And if you want to play... If you, listening, want to play Name That Thang, have we got any crumb bags left, Ron?
We do have some crumb bags left.
It's happening next week. Hit us up. Put your name in the draw and we will, we'll put up a little text box. Who wants to play Name That Thang? Put your number in and we're going to hit you up next week. It's on.
I pity the fool.
Well, Alex Dyson, the people of Australia can wait no longer. On Friday's show, you promised us after Monica got in touch with us with regards to the Mr. Snippy Van idea that you had, saying, hey, not just haircuts, not just ice creams, but also you should include vasectomies with the Mr. Snippy Van. I suggested, well, why not chuck in some circumcisions?
And then I brought up the age at which people are able to decide circumcisions. There's a lot of consent things around circumcision, and that brought a story to mind. Who my friend grew up in a town where his mate, he was a young adult at the time, okay, going through his life, starting to get into some sexy situations occasionally.
Right, self-love or
no,
with
it was
other
was
people?
Getting into the double love.
Okay.
Love for two. One night, he was going along and felt a bit of pain, but I said, that's okay. This is also feeling quite good. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not going to ruin the moment. I'm going to keep going through. Okay. Afterwards, that person leaves. He's by himself in his room. Bit more pain. Okay. This is a bit sore. Looks down. Not looking good down there.
Right. Bit red raw.
Bit red raw. Potentially going a bit blue.
Oh.
Goes to the housemate. Who's in the other room, probably had to listen to the whole ordeal happening. It's always the curse of the housemate, isn't it? When you got a bit of lack of soundproofing.
The ultimate FOMO.
Exactly right. So goes out and I think pretty good terms with the housemate, says, hey, sorry about this, but what should I do about this? Looks down, they go, you should go to the hospital.
Yikes.
Okay, now this is quite late at night. He'd been out drinking with this particular person. So he's had a few drinks, gets to the hospital and the doctor saying, we're very sorry, but your foreskin has been pulled back and twisted. It's cutting off the circulation. We're going to have to try and get it back over the top of your phallus, right?
This is... Wait. I am so confused as to how this is even possible. It's all been twisted up.
It's been twisted to the point.
So this guy's thing... This guy's foreskin is performing a chokehold on his own penis.
And it is now a race against the clock. And the doctors are saying, we're going to have to do this because the blood is so... We don't want it without blood for...
We don't want this penis tapping out.
No. Okay. We need to get it out of this chokehold. So in order to do that, the doctor had to put on a glove, grab some lubrication, and starting from the bottom, try and lift up the trapped skin in a sort of, I guess, a pulling up kind of motion.
A jelking motion.
In a short jelking motion, which was a little bit painful and unfortunately didn't work. The doctors then said, well, unfortunately, our only choice is circumcision here as an adult. And he's like, wow. I don't know what to say. They go, you don't even have to say anything because you have been drinking. You cannot legally consent to this. We're going to have to get a parent or guardian down here.
No. How old is this person? Were they not 18?
I don't know. Maybe they're 18. Maybe it was 17. And that's why this story is.
Oh my goodness.
And so you go, hey mom, can you come down to the hospital? I've been having sex. My foreskin's trapped. I need you to sign this so they can circumcise me. Imagine that for a late night call.
Oh, no. Can we do talk back on what's the most embarrassing late night call you've had to,
had to make?
To give a parent? Yeah, I had to make to a parent.
Hey, I'm sure we can.
Oh, my God. That is wild.
So there is the story. And it does show, as you said, Matt, that occasionally there is other human beings that get circumcised at all times of life.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Blah, 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 blah. Clickfish.
Clickfish.
With producer Bron.
Yes, we faffed around a fair bit today, so it's time for a little quickie clicky with producer Bron. How are you, producer Bron?
I'm good, thank you.
What happened on your weekend? Come on, quick.
I watched Weekend of Bernie's for the first time.
Weekend of Bernie's?
Oh,
what do you think of Weekend of Bernie's?
It was not good.
Did it age, like, well at all?
No, he was
dead.
It aged.
Oh, no.
Spoilers.
Oh, you're not talking. I'm not talking about Bernie.
Yeah.
No, it was not a good film.
Okay.
It was, like, funny in the way that this is so bad. Did people like it at the time?
I wasn't alive, so I don't know.
Can you remind me why do they have to keep him alive?
So
or pretend he was alive?
So yeah. Bernie, there's these two young guys that work at this.
Okay. Oh, let's keep it quick. Okay, now, Bron, explain to us the plot of Weekend at Bernie's. Go.
Okay, fine. Google the plot of Weekend at Bernie's. Bron, what have you been clicking?
Okay. This episode has gone off the rails. Okay, this is from Lad Bible. Headline, woman shares Jesus theory after stingray got pregnant without any mates in the tank.
Oh, hey, we did a little chat about that.
Yes, we did do this. So a couple weeks ago, we were one of the first Australian media sources to talk about it, I believe.
Yep, yeah, 100%.
Things have changed in that time since we first reported on it.
We had an exclusive interview with the shark and the stingray at that time, from memory.
Yes, we did.
Hello, I'm a shark.
Hello. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Shane Shark. How are you?
My name's Ray. Sting Ray.
At the time of recording, we do not... They haven't been born yet.
Okay.
The baby stingrays, potentially hybrid sharks. But scientists have come out, pretty much emphatically have said, this cannot possibly happen.
It cannot be a stingray shark?
Because a couple of weeks ago, it was like, it most likely is a stingray shark. Now they're saying... Absolutely, this is practically impossible. What they're theorizing is the second coming of Christ.
Yeah, right. Okay. That makes sense. Would Christ come back in stingray form? Is this the best way to get his message across?
I don't know.
Well, hang on. This is not a bad theory, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we all know that the devil came back in stingray form and took one of our greatest Australian, Steve Irwin.
Yeah,
so maybe that was the stingray devil, and this is stingray Christ.
Going to get the evil one, okay?
That's go actually out a there good and, theory. I like yeah. that.
Well, look, I'm just a bit scared of stingrays, that's all. So I'm not going to be jumping on board the wagon. Like, I will not be eating this one's flesh. Okay? Not into it at all.
Well, maybe that's a more palatable way to keep the church going. Like at the moment, they go, here is Jesus' flesh. And you're like, ooh, human. Ugh. And then they go, oh, here is Jesus' flesh. And it's like, well, I don't mind calamari. Could have a little bit of ray.
I would definitely taste shark ray. I would have a little nibble of that just to try it.
Well, if he was a squid, you could eat calamari and and drink a little bit of the ink.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
If it was Jesus' squid.
A bit of blood.
Yeah. But really, they're saying she possibly impregnated herself, which is very like.
But that we know that these things can do this every now and then.
It's rare, but it's possible.
Okay, well, let us all wait. We'll know if it's got very long hair when it's born.
Or it walks, it like swims on top of the water.
Yeah, what's the equivalent?
Just like a little hovercraft across the pool.
Well, if the stingray walks on ground, maybe that's
the opposite. Yeah. That's when all the other rays will be like, you see Jesus, just bloody walking over on the land there.
Okay, walks on water if he swims on land. If this stingray can go and swim on land, we know that it's stingray Jesus.
And the tank is like suddenly filled with like Shiraz instead of water.
Ooh, that's a good marinade. Maybe I will try some of that, Ray. Well, thank you very much, Bron, and thank you for listening to another Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Make sure you're joining us tomorrow because we had another idea last week, which we're going to be running past a professional in the field of making cocktails. Luke from Comedy Republic is going to let us know how he and we will construct a fairy shot.
Yeah, also, Alex Dyson, I've got one of the toughest dilemmas that I've ever had as a parent coming up, so I'll be diving into that tomorrow as well. So join us then, same time, same place, wherever you listen to your podcast. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We hope you have a great rest of your day.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.